So Michael Jackson laid to rest this morning in Los Angeles in a private ceremony at Forest Lawn Cemetery in the Hollywood Hills. Funeral not open to Michael Jackson's fans, but 8,000 screaming, fainting, devoted fans are expected to fill stands at the Staples Center, with many thousands spilling over to the streets surrounding the arena. Whether you're a fan of his music or whether you believe that his life story is related to yours in some way, it's a complicated Michael Jackson narrative that is being put to rest today, and particularly complicated for African Americans. Stephen Gray, reporter for Time magazine in Chicago, wrote the piece "Michael Jackson and the Black Experience" for Time.com. Stephen joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
It does seem that a lot of African American political leaders and pop stars are going out of their way to make some kind of a statement this morning by their presence or even absence from this event. What do you think that is?
Well, I think in many ways it reflects the great deal of respect that many Black Americans, like people around the world, have for Michael Jackson. I think it's largely due to just his extraordinary talent. I think that's primarily what's behind it.
It seemed that Michael Jackson began as a young pop star along with the Jackson 5, Gary, Indiana, coming out of poverty, or certainly a place like Gary, which was at least obscure. Maybe Robert Preston made it famous in Music Man, but Michael Jackson's original story was very, very familiar. But then he transcended, first of all, music, and then race in a certain sense, and then very deliberately seemed to want to rewrite his own ethnicity in some way. And now it comes back to this very, very original story. Is that the experience of people like yourself experiencing Michael Jackson now in his passing?
No, I mean, I grew up listening to Michael Jackson's music in the 1980s. I mean, that's, I've been a fan since then. But I think in many ways, Michael Jackson does reflect so many aspects of the Black American experience here. But I think for starters, Michael's music was always fundamentally Black music. I mean, you could hear echoes of James Brown and other soul legends in his music, even as it ventured further into pop. I think that in terms of, obviously Michael underwent this extreme physical transformation from a fairly middle, medium brown skin black guy with an afro and puffy cheeks and a wide nose into something resembling a fairly gaunt white woman. And one of the tragedies of this whole experience of his passing is that, he will never be able to fully explain the truth behind that evolution. And it's certainly, I wouldn't call it ambivalence, but I think it certainly caused a bit of the conflicted feeling, certainly,
right,
that I think many African Americans feel toward Michael, because his physical transformation does sort of hit a number of chords. I mean,
sure,
the chord of this whole idea of Black masculinity, as well as our own collective unease in dealing with issues of gender identity.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. I mean, Stephen Gray is the author of Michael Jackson and the Black Experience on Time.com. He's a reporter for Time magazine in Chicago. I mean, Michael Jackson's gestures and music and lifestyle really are the model for the entire bling hip-hop experience, it seems to me. Yet, there's also this anxiety and, as you say, ambivalence about masculinity.
Well, I wouldn't say ambivalence. I think it's just, I would say more precisely it'd be more, conflicted feelings. But I think that, by and large, I think that people, at least people I hang out with and talk to, and it's obviously evident from just seeing people on TV and in the streets, people loved Michael, I think, primarily because he was simply an extraordinary talent. And in some cases, people were simply willing to overlook many of his eccentricities. So,
do you think his success proved to be a curse in a deeper personal, I don't get the sense that Michael Jackson was very happy for much of his life.
I never met Michael, and the tragedy is that he will never be able to fully explain what was really happening in his head.
He seemed so unconnected from any community, let alone the celebrity community that he was involved in.
I don't follow Hollywood on a regular basis, but to me, I can tell you just from listening to his music, I heard someone who was still fairly connected to his roots, someone who was still at its core very much a black artist, someone who was very much a soul musician.
Of course, it's going to be covers at this ceremony today in Los Angeles. I'm assuming you're going to be watching it. What tune do you want to hear most?
I don't know. Maybe Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. I'm not sure. Maybe Beat It. I mean, those are some of my favorites from the 80s.
Yeah, well, you grew up with Michael Jackson in the Thriller era. I grew up with him in the Jackson 5 era through the 70s into the Thriller era and then way beyond. Stephen Gray, reporter for Time magazine in Chicago, wrote Michael Jackson and the Black Experience for Time.com, saying goodbye, as we all are, to Michael Jackson today. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.